joined by K's manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 4-2 win away at Cray Wanderers. Alan, what a fantastic way to end the year, a comprehensive victory against our closest rivals.
Yeah, we've done very well. I thought we made hard work. At 4-1, it should have won, be 5-1, 6-1. I think, to be honest, then we'll concede a stupid second goal. And but yeah, you kind of complain, come to a place like this, hard place to come. We knew what it would be like. We knew that we'd be under cushion at times. We knew that, you know, we're a heavy attacking side, got a good management team, got good players. But yes, I was delighted how the lads done.
It wasn't all plain sailing. Like I say, we were under the cosh for long periods, particularly at the end of the first half. Were you pleased with the way the defence handled everything that was thrown at them?
Without a doubt, because we knew what was going to happen. We trained yesterday on their ship and how we attack us. I thought the lads took a lot of information in, what we give them, and I've got to give credit to them. We put a team out there what we thought to win the game. It has won it. I thought before kick-off we would win it, and but great, and fair play to the lads. They fully deserve it.
I thought Tommy Williams and Simon Huckle totally dictated the play from the centre of the park. How do you think they did?
Well, excellent. Both of them were excellent, but I thought the front two were absolutely fantastic. I thought the front two, Carl and Bobby, were brilliant. It's the best they've played. It's a partnership and had a grip between the teeth, and Carl was strong and Bobby was sharp, and he should have squared one at the end for Lampton, to be honest, Bobby. But and yes, the midfield too, I was delighted how we worked, and all around the team, really. Just like you say, we can stop conceding sloppy goals and have a bit more discipline and we'll be fine. Gerrard made that save at 2-1 and keep winning it, and if it across. But we've had a lot of good chances as well, so it was a good open game and two attacking sides, and fair play, we'll just keep going.
Like I said, there was a lot of good performances today, but I thought Jamie Beard played very well, a solid performance at right back, considering he hasn't been playing for the last few weeks.
No, he got left out of the team, probably a bit harsh, to be honest, and he hasn't done that much wrong, but we believe that we'll give him a little breather, and he's come back and he's excellent today, and he's took his chance very well, and fair play to him, and we'll just keep on going, and hopefully he can keep his place and anybody else can, and we'll go from there. But yes, I thought he's had a good game, I do, yeah.
Last week and recent weeks when we have lost, you said you're not going to get too down about it. I guess you're not going to get too carried away despite today's performance.
No, it's what we're talking about. It's important to protect the lads. I know that people, it's natural for boys, it's not my scene, to be honest, but it's natural for lads to look on websites, to look at papers and all that. And, you know, it's not really my doing, to be honest. We can just see with Harmsley and Taylor how we're doing. But the general thing around the football club was that good first half of the season, but could do better. And I said to the lads, it's crap, but to be honest, it's bollocks, because we can't get any higher in the league, that's for sure. Yes, we could have done a bit better in the trophy. FA Cup wise, we've done very, very well. And because we've had one or two indifferent results, it was sort of like, but we caught any club and do better, but can't do much better, to be honest, because the only place you can be is top, that's where we are. And that's what I said to the lads, your idea. So before anybody starts getting a bit down about anything, just remember where we are. We've played everybody except for Kruber twice now, and we've seen the league. Will we win the championship? Doing that, and we'll have a good go at it, that's for sure. We've just got to keep working hard and going by, game by game. But yes, I'm not going to get too carried away, and we had a bit of a pop in there about the two goals we've conceded. But then I've got a praise as well for what a good, after what happened last week, to come here today and pick up results and score 4 away. That's not bad going. And people say that we're doing pretty football. Well, I hope I've been watching it lately, because some of the football we've been playing has been excellent.
Last time we came here, we got battered by Crown. We escaped with a 1-1 draw. A very different scenario this time. Much better side, do you think we've got?
Got better players. Got better players in the team, undoubtedly. We've got better character, and we've got more resilience, and we've got players who can score goals out of nothing. And I've got a better team this year than I had last year. And I think we're proving that, to be honest, where we are after 21 games.
There's quite a large contingent of Case fans here today who are particularly noisy. Probably helped by the start we had. How much of an impact did they make today?
Excellent. We mentioned before kickoff. Funny enough, we were talking before kickoff, saying that we'll have a good following here, and we deserve a lot of credit. And we have a sing, and it's we've been fantastic. And a couple of times we've been on the bench, and look at the fans there, and look how great they do. And I think the world of fans. And I hope we have had a nice Christmas, and I hope we have a lovely New Year, and happy New Year from all the boys, to be honest. You know, and we're delighted from them, and hopefully make them happy. And obviously, Malcolm and Mark as well get a mention, because we are back with them, and I hope you have a nice New Year as well.
Anthony Joseph went off injured in the first half, replaced by Lampton. What's the verdict on Anthony Joseph's injury?
He'll be alright. He hasn't played for a long time. We haven't seen the best of him yet, and he hasn't played, so he's come to us a bit raw. It was a gamble playing him from the start. It's my decision not. Then he's come on and done very, very well. So he's just got a cough strain, that's all he's got, so he'll be absolutely fine.